Welcome to another Rick and Rob Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Rick Drewer.
Today's topic is a hat trick, which normally is associated with cricket. And Rick, you profess to have some knowledge about cricket. What's your interpretation of the hat trick?
Well, the first thing is that the Macquarie Dictionary uses and defines the word hat trick in relation to cricket and defines it as the act of a bowler taking three wickets with three consecutive balls. And then it goes on to say that a similar feat in other sports involving a set of three consecutive items. But the origin of hat-trick is really quite interesting. In my research, I found that it actually occurred originally in 1858, and it was to describe H.H. Stevenson's three wickets with three consecutive deliveries. Supposedly, after that occurred, fans held a collection and presented him with a hat purchased from the proceeds. According to other research, it was used in print for the first time in 1878 and then eventually became adopted in many other sports.
Gene, the first ever test hat-trick was in 1879 on the 2nd January by Fred Stopoff at the MCG. And altogether, there's been 41 hat-tricks in Test cricket and 38 in one-day cricket. Who stands out the most in those Test hat-tricks for you?
Well, a hat-trick is a hat-trick, but I think the most unique hat-trick of all is Merv Hughes, because you could not find a more interesting way to, in fact, take three wickets and three balls. What he actually did in the Test match in 1988 against the West Indies in Perth was he took a wicket off the last ball of one over, and then he took a wicket off the first ball of his next over, which ended the West Indies innings. So they went in for the second time, and with the first ball that he bowled in the second innings against the West Indies, he took a hat-trick. So he certainly had a bit of a rest between each of those three deliveries.
Gee, three balls, three overs, that's incredible. He'd be the only bowler in Test cricket history to ever do anything like that.
I'm sure that no one has come close. I think there have been people who've taken, the hat-trick with balls in separate overs, but I don't think there's been a separation of an innings between them.
I think there was one other case, but he still got two wickets at the end of one over and then one in the next. But definitely Merv Hughes is unique in that regard. Now, you would have played upwards of 500 games of cricket in your life?
I would think so, something like that.
Have you ever seen or been involved in a hat-trick?
Well, I certainly haven't been involved in a hat-trick, but I do remember as a young fellow in the 60s at Adelaide Oval when the West Indies were playing Australia, I did witness Lance Gibbs, who actually finished up coming back and playing for South Australia. He took a hat-trick in that game, which incidentally, during that match as well, Rowan Kanhai made a century in each innings. But yes, so I have seen Lance Gibbs take a hat-trick.
Gee, now, from my own experience, I played baseball most of my career, but after retiring from baseball, I actually went out and played a little bit of parkland cricket, and I played this season in Division 4 for South Gawler. And there was a chappie there called Barry Godfrey, who at the time, which was about a decade ago, was 48 years old. And in this particular game, which was played at Stockwell, we were playing light pass in a one-day game of 40 overs each. We'd scored 128 runs. And in reply, light pass after 39 overs was 7 for 126. Barry, who'd went for 15 runs on the previous over, he still had one more over to go, and he was the last bowler for the 40th over. And there was this batsman for a light pass who'd been smashing the ball. He got 26 runs off three overs, and it looked like light pass was going to win the game. On Barry's first ball, the big guy took a big swish, and he missed, and it took off the top of the bow. So that was 8 for 126. So we needed two wickets, and they needed three runs still. The next batsman was caught at Surrey mid-on. So Barry was on a hat-trick. Now, he'd been on a hat-trick several times in his life, but he'd never taken one. Anyway, the final batsman, he comes in and obviously looking for a couple of runs. He did a big swish. The ball caromed off the bat. It went over the wicket keeper, high in the air. And the switch fieldman, he ran back. He camped under the ball with his back to the wicket and he took the catch. South won. Barry's first ever hat trick. And it was just an incredible experience for a 48-year-old.
What an amazing that story that is. And I wonder who that fellow at Slip was that took this amazing catch to enable the victory and the hat-trick.
Gee, it wasn't such an amazing catch, but it was a 47-year-old at the time. So between the two of them, they're almost 100 years in age. And modesty prevents me from admitting who took the catch. But yes, it was my cricket highlight.
Well, congratulations, Rob. I didn't realise that you were such an expert first slips fieldsman, but there you go.
Well, if my career was based on that one play, I was probably as good as you, but unfortunately, like I said, that was my highlight.
Well done, well done. Now tell me, are you aware of any other famous names that have been involved in hat-tricks outside of cricket in particular?
Well, yes. I mean, obviously, in ice hockey, there was Wayne Gretzky. Now, Wayne... he was just incredible. He holds so many records. He started with the Edmonton Oilers, and I think they got four championships. Then there was a big trade to the LA Kings, and he finished his career with the New York Rangers for his last three seasons. But all told, he had 50 hat-tricks, which was more than 10 better than anyone else, which was made up of 37 games where he scored the three goals, 9 games where he scored 4 goals, and 4 games where he scored 5. Just an absolute incredible legend of ice hockey. Then we look at someone in soccer. Obviously, the big name in soccer is Pele, who actually had a hat-trick in a World Cup. But even from his debut in senior soccer in 1958, he scored 4 goals in his first ever game. And all told, he had 92 hat-tricks, 31 times he scored 4 goals, 6 times he scored 5 goals, and in one game he got 8. So obviously the hat-trick king of soccer. And in World Cup soccer, there's been 50 hat-tricks. There's been several guys have scored 4, but one guy, Oleg Salenka from Russia in 1994, scored 5. So yeah, soccer and hat-tricks are quite famous. Now, perhaps the most famous hat-trick that wasn't came in a tour of America by an Australian cricket team, which included Don Bradman in 1932. And in one over, which was 8 ball overs back in that time, Don took 6 wickets. But you wouldn't believe it. He took 2 wickets, then there was a dot ball, 2 wickets, a dot ball, and 2 wickets. So he didn't actually get a hat-trick. But interestingly enough, when he was in, that was in Vancouver. The following day was in a place called Guelph, which we'll talk about further. He made 260 runs. So, Don Bradman almost, but not quite.
You could almost say that he got a hat-trick of 2 wickets in consecutive balls,
absolutely.
You?
I suppose that's a special sort of hat-trick on its own.
Well, we've just created it anyway as a record.
Yes. I suppose we're in the Rick and Rob show. We can do things like that, can't we?
Oh, it's the power.
Now, talking about Guelph, it was interesting. I spoke with Eric Bauner, who's the president of the Adelaide Adrenaline Ice Hockey, and he had a very interesting tale to tell.
We've got Eric Bauner here, who's the president of the Adelaide Adrenaline Ice Hockey team. Now, tell me, Eric, how did the term hat-trick, as in scoring 3 goals in ice hockey, how did it come about?
Yeah, so it's a legend that people from Guelph, where I'm from, love to claim in southern Ontario, about an hour outside of Toronto, score 3 goals in an ice hockey game. It's called a hat-trick, and that came around. There was a famous company in Guelph, and it's still around today. It's called the Biltmore Hats, and there was a hockey team called the Biltmore Mad Hatters. So the Guelph Biltmore Mad Hatters was the full name, but everyone just called them the Mad Hatters, and they're still legends. Like, the guys still walk around town, they walk into bars, they're kings. It's free drinks, it's everything there too, and they're the real talk of the town that really revived hockey in Guelph. Anyways, it was the 1950s, and you score 3 goals in a game, and the team sponsor, Biltmore Hats, would give like a really fancy top hat, like one with all the trimmings on there, like different colors, different styles, catered to the player's head, like completely tailored, everything. So it was pretty cool. So that's how it happened, is when you score 3 goals in a game, there'd be a huge presentation on ice right after that. The Guelph built, or the Biltmore Hats, I guess, a company from Guelph would come on the ice and they'd give them a big hat. And then that just started where everyone would throw hats on the ice. And you still see it now when a player scores 3 goals in a game, the whole crowd will take off their hat, chuck it on the ice. See it in baseball now, too. This year, Edwin Encarnacion hit 3 home runs in a game. All the Blue Jays fans right outside Guelph chucked all their hats on the field, too, which was pretty cool.
Did you play any ice hockey yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I played a little bit. It was more just like kind of growing up and through high school. And I mean, nothing too serious. I played all throughout high school and then a bit in university as well. But, you know, equivalent in Australia here, I'd probably only be like a B-grade player. I love the game, just not big enough, really, to compete completely. I love the game, love watching the game, but yeah, that's about it.
And you also have a connection in Adelaide with the Adelaide Bite Baseball Club. Tell us a little bit about your involvement there. What's your role there?
Yeah, I guess the official title is Director of Business Operations, but really I'm in charge of a lot of the on-field stuff, the production, making sure people are having a good time, entertained, making sure the members are well taken care of. So in the off-season, take care of membership and sponsorship. So, I mean, anytime you're with a small sport and a growing sport, you're going to take on many hats, and it's very much the same with the Bite. So from sponsorship to membership to everything at the Bite game, that, you know, I mean, if you're at one, you'll see all the entertainment taking place there, so I'm responsible for that.
Thank you very much, Eric.
Yes, that was just another interesting story about hat tricks. So that concludes another Rick and Rob Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Rick Truer.
Catch you next time.